Congress holds hearings next week on the safety of Firestone tires and Ford Explorers. The hearing follows a bitter public feud that led to the breakup of a decades-long relationship between the two companies and Ford's announcement last month that it would replace millions of Firestone tires on its new vehicles. Other tire makers are trying to fill the void. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Findlay, Ohio.
From the very first rumbling that Ford was planning to recall up to 13 million tires, several tire manufacturers began drawing up proposals to help meet the demand for replacements. The sheer scale of Ford's recall is unprecedented, and it offers a competing tire company the chance to pick up a sizable piece of the market left by Firestone, which until a few weeks ago provided tires for more than 40% of Ford vehicles in the United States. Goodyear Tire was the first to announce it had struck a deal with Ford. Chris Aked, the director of communications at Goodyear, says his company has already stepped up production at 7 of its 10 North American plants.
We've brought back some people from vacation. We've had to obviously make changes from an equipment point of view. It's a very complex logistics operation, but it's not something that happens overnight. It's something that involves literally thousands of people.
Aked says Goodyear will replace the vast majority of Firestone tires being recalled by Ford. The Akron, Ohio-based company is the largest tire manufacturer in the world and already provides more than 20% of Ford's tire supplies. Michelin and Continental will also produce some of the replacement tires. But selling tires to car manufacturers is not a lucrative business because automakers pay wholesale prices. Still, it's a move that could pay off in the long run, says Ephraim Levy, a senior auto analyst at Standard & Poor's.
The reason that winning market share from Firestone at Ford would benefit a company such as Goodyear Tire is not so much the initial tires that they put on the car because the margins are fairly low there, but the fact that consumers are more likely to replace those tires with the original brand, and that's where the profits are made in the tire industry.
Many manufacturers benefited last August when more than 6.5 million defective Firestone tires were recalled. One of those companies was Cooper Tires. Long belts of steel cord run smoothly over rollers before being machine cut to exact specifications here on the production floor of Cooper Tires in Findlay, Ohio. Tom Dottilo, chairman, president, and CEO of Cooper Tires, says within hours of Ford's announcement last month, his company was swamped with calls from customers wanting trailer loads of tires. Dottilo says it was reminiscent of what happened after last summer's recall.
There was a little bit of a frenzy last year. Actually, people who had other Firestone products were wanting to get those tires off, so we sold more as a result of that. I can tell you that two of the 4 months, August through December last year, were all-time record sales months in tires.
Cooper is a smaller tire company than Goodyear. It's the eighth largest in the world, but it too has already started ramping up production to fill the demand for replacement tires. Unlike Goodyear, Cooper doesn't sell tires to automakers and has not been in talks with Ford. Instead, Cooper sells primarily to retail tire dealers. But Cooper tires are used on Ford vehicles, including the Explorer, which Firestone says has design flaws that can lead to rollovers. Dottilo says Cooper Tires is not worried about its products on the Explorer.
We're not manufacturers of vehicles. We're not engineers. We don't engineer the car, and we're not privy to all the data. We know that the Explorer is out there. It's been out there for years. It's never been recalled. So as far as we're concerned, the vehicle is just fine.
Dottilo says even though the Firestone recall creates an opportunity for other tire companies, it isn't good for the industry as a whole because it raises public concern that tires, any tire, is unsafe. That's something Dottilo says is simply untrue. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Findlay, Ohio.